Yes.
Hello. Okay, so I brought Kimberly on the line. She would like to get a new service coordinator as the service coordinator is not responding to her. Like, she's not really showing up when she needs. And we really need to...
Excuse me. Let me explain. Because
okay.
She has to come visit me. I can give you more detail because you don't know.
Sure. Just go ahead, Kimberly.
I did get a hold of her, okay? She told me that she's late. She's running a lot. It seems like she has a lot to do. She's juggling a lot. But I specifically told her, long as she's my coordinator, you can put everybody else on the back burner. But like, make sure you call me first to let me know what you late or this. Because I am a real hyper person. I get on the phone to get to cussing and fussing about my business and about my health. And I'm not trying to do that. So when it comes to my life and my job, my life, you got to be up on point with it. Because if you ain't, I will drop you like a hot fucking potato. Because you work for me. I don't work for you. That's what the state and the people got to realize. They are up under me. They work for me. So I can drop anybody. So you got to be on the ball when it comes to Miss Kimberly J. Atkins. If you ain't, I will drop you. Because my life is more important than your fucking job. Excuse me for cussing. But that's how I feel this morning. That's how I feel this morning. I'm sorry for cussing, but that's how I feel. I don't play no games when it comes to my health or my life.
Kimberly, sure. We all understand you, and we're going to get this resolved. That's why I have UPMC on the line, and let me see from them what they can do, what they can offer for you. Because
yeah,
we really want your health going
forward. She's coming out. But like I said, by hearing her in the background, she seems like she's going to be still a lot more late.
Right.
So I need to get somebody with... It seems like she says she's going to come. She still says she's going to come. When
okay.
I did get a hold of her, I did, as I spoke to you. Because listen, when I kept calling and calling, I wasn't sure if it was the number, she kept pushing and ignoring. But I kept calling back.
Wow.
And she eventually answered, and I had to let her know how I feel. You need to get here on your job. You're late. So
right.
Listen to this. I can't understand how you on the job and you work and you late. You're supposed to be on time before
right.
the 10 o'clock.
Right. I understand. So what can we do, UPMC rep? What can we do right now because we want to get
Ms. Atkins, can I ask you, are you verbally saying that you want to switch SCs because this Stella said that you
Excuse me. I didn't say that. No, I don't. I want to see if this coordinator is going to come out today. If she don't come out today, I will call UPMC and I will disown her as a coordinator.
Understood.
But I'm going to allow her to come out. I'm going to allow her to come out. If she don't show up today, I'm dropping her today. And I let her know that today. Okay?
Okay.
I did.
Not a problem.
But like I said, I'm going
to wait until tomorrow to see if she shows up. Because
I am a giving and loving person. I do have a kind heart, you know. So I'm going to allow her to see if she come out. But she got up until 3 or 4 o'clock today to be out here. If not, I am dropping her.
Understood. No problem. So we'll go ahead and give her time to show up, do the assessment for you, and, you know, anything, give us a call back. We'll go ahead and put the request in, switch.
Yes, ma'am. Who am I speaking with?
Yep, this is Shai from UPMC.
Okay, Shai, yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Shai. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, both of you. If we'll need anything else, we'll reach out again.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Kimberly and Shai.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.